You got Kevin Keith here and Melissa Miller. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. We're going to talk with Laura Archibald and Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition next on Wilo's Party Line.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Got a clock on the dot.
Kevin Keith and the Party Line team.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on. WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Come on down and see Michelle at Simple Time Antiques and Primitives just off the square at 50 West Clinton Street in Frankfort. Open Monday and Tuesday by appointment. Call 765-652-2504. They have limited hours but an unlimited selection of primitives and antiques to make any room of your home more beautiful. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives open 10 to 4 every Wednesday through Saturday. Come see all the new items added weekly at Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where they remind you to surround yourself with the people and the things you love. Be listening for details of the fall gathering coming up in August.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. It's a Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capshaw, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Melissa over there on the phone. We have Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well today on a beautiful Tuesday.
It is. I'm so glad no rain.
Yeah. Stretching out to be a nice week here. Gosh, I know you guys have so much going on. You were kind of waiting in the wings for this COVID to be in our rearview mirror and getting into a post-COVID society. Of course, there's still a real concern, as you've heard the last couple guests here, about the Delta variant and stuff. First off, Healthy is in your name. What are you guys looking at and watching and monitoring and keeping track of, Laura?
Well, of course, we're working really closely with the health department, like we always do, keeping an eye on those numbers and those variant numbers. And, you know, it is concerning but not surprising by any stretch of the imagination. I think most people knew this is, you know, the trend that we were going to see. And when school opens up here and you have more people together in smaller areas, you know, it won't surprise any of us if we see a spike. So just watching those numbers carefully with the health department and making sure that we're getting as many people vaccinated as we can that want to get the vaccination. So, and then really the other goal is to decrease the anxiety that some people have about the vaccination and just educating them on the facts about the vaccine. So that's really what the concentration is now.
Do you think that's why we can't get past that 42% in Clinton County and get a little more protected in our little county bubble here is just still concerns out there, whether it's religious, medical, someone afraid of growing a third ear 10 years from now or something. I don't know. We're just trying to get, you know, get people, again, like you said, you know, if they want the vaccine, they've got it.
I do, because obviously cost isn't an issue. It, you know, the vaccine is completely free. The health department has done an excellent job of running multiple clinics. I mean, we had it every single day during the weekday for months, and, you know, now it's one day a week plus other outside events. They've offered evening hours. You know, so I think all the barriers have really been met. We've been very careful to have Spanish-speaking people here to be able to, you know, communicate with the people who only speak Spanish in our community. So I think all of those barriers that we have been met. So I have to believe that really that last barrier is people who have reservation about the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So I know that I was mentioning you guys have been, I see Healthy Communities at just about every event that WILO is at, and I know you guys are at a couple things each week just about as people have them. What was your thoughts on at the Clinton County Fair? And, of course, I saw you a month and a half ago or so at the Prairie Creek Park grand opening. You guys were there on that Saturday for they handed out sunscreen, I think.
We were with in cooperation with the city of Frankfort, doing child injury prevention things, and sun and water safety is a big issue, obviously, especially in the summer. So it was a perfect opportunity. We have all these kids there going to the water park and the splash park, and so it was a perfect opportunity to hand out some free sunscreen and information about sun and water safety from the city of Frankfort. So that was really nice, and the park is wonderful. I think it's such a good asset to our community. So that was nice. We were out with our Not In My Room trailer at the Clinton County Fairgrounds during the fair this week. Got rained out a little bit. Had to move it before we got stuck. But that seemed to be the whole week at the fair.
Right,
so,
right.
And so we had that out and had lots of people come through the trailer. So that was nice. And we have lots and lots of events coming up. We're doing our new Youth Rise Youth Leadership Council retreat today and tomorrow for all 30 of our Youth Leadership Council teen educators from all four of the county schools. That's today and tomorrow. So that's exciting because they then do events and projects all year long in the county that's preventative health, so especially aimed at teens. So that's really exciting. It's always nice to get. We have a lot of returners, but we have a lot of new kids coming in this year, too. So that's always exciting to get them going. And we've been having, we had our first what's called WOW Teen Cafe last week. And what that really is kind of like a group therapy session almost for teenagers. They get to come, it's guided discussion, but they get to talk about things that are bothering them, things that they, where they are in life, good experiences, bad experiences, and just an opportunity to share with each other and learn from each other. And we had our first one last week, and it went amazing. I was super excited. You know, you never know when you do something new how it's going to go, but it went. We had a great turnout. The kids had a great time. They really enjoyed it, and I feel like it was very helpful to them. And they were excited to spread the word and get more teens next month. So we're really excited about that. Those are going to be the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. here at the Healthy Communities building. And then next week we have our first parent cafe. So really kind of the same idea. Mm. Parents getting together to share ideas and experiences. We serve meals and they just get to share with each other. It's just guided conversation, and that's next Tuesday and always the fourth Tuesday at 6 p.m. here at Healthy Communities.
Excellent. That seems like it could be really powerful with the, especially with the teens, if you could A, get them interested, B, get them there, and then C, get them to open up. That's quite a quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, you know, and it really was. It was great.
They
opened up. They shared. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was in tears at one point from a story that was shared. You know, I mean, it was just a wonderful experience, not just for those teens, but honestly for me. I'm not afraid to say that, you know, you can learn from youth, you know,
sure.
And they have a wealth of knowledge. So it was a really great experience. That's an evidence-based program, and we talk a lot about protective factors and risk factors and, you know, staying away from those risk factors and surrounding yourself with protective factors. This one was really about surrounding yourself with strong friends and family support. And, you know, if you don't necessarily have that naturally at home, where you can get that, how you can get that, how you can build that support base up. And it was just wonderful. I mean, like you said, if you can get teens to open up and communicate and talk about how they feel, it's a win. And these teenagers were amazing. So it was really powerful. I'm excited for that program. And like I said, you know, I was really nervous because
right.
Sometimes with teenagers, it can just be crickets. But this
right.
was wonderful. They really shared. So I think that's great. We're training some more people to be what we call table hosts, which are the people who just kind of guide the conversation. So it was really exciting. And, you know, I think much needed right now. You know, these kids, I think sometimes we don't realize what all they've been through with COVID, too, you know.
Well, and I think a lot of times the kids don't realize what they've been through.
Yeah, good point.
Until they have someone to really hash it out with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting, you know, some of them shared how COVID changed how they saw certain people or certain supports in their life. And they, you know, they kind of knew that person was there for them, but then when things got rough, that person really stepped up to the plate. So, you know, I think in some ways it was a positive, you know, they really knew who their support systems were. So, yeah, it was really great. I'm looking forward to continuing those. And like I said, it's every month and they get a nice meal and we have a theme and they actually even get gift cards for coming. So it's really nice.
I know, Laura, you and your crew and staff are always working on some projects that are always ongoing, such as, you know, trying to combat teen pregnancy, creating the awareness there. Also, it's always a good time to quit smoking, too, right? We're truly talking about a healthy community.
Absolutely. And anything that we can do that's preventative health, just give us a call. We have people who are trained for tobacco cessation and prevention here. You know, we have an entire grant dedicated to teen pregnancy prevention, and actually that teen cafe I was talking about and the parent cafe are both part of that. And you don't always link those things, but those are risky behaviors. And all of those risky behaviors tend to have the same cause and effect. So all of those things are actually part of our teen pregnancy prevention program. So it's interesting. I think they help in many, many areas, which is really what you want, those evidence-based programs that help teens and parents in multiple areas of their lives, you know, and I think this really has the impact that we want there.
What else do we need to know? I think the only other thing I wanted to bring up is, again, with COVID coming out of this, you've already talked about it with teens and adults, is a mental health aspect of this. We're not out of the woods yet on that. That's what we've been trying to get across to folks. So get the vaccination if you can, if you're eligible for it. But the mental health aspect is important, too, isn't it?
It really is. And mostly for the youth, it's the isolation part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a Youth Rise teen educator last year who was quarantined 10 to 14 days, five times in the entire school year, and she never actually tested positive, but she was quarantined all those times. Well, you take, you know, those absences times 10 to 14 days, she missed a lot of school.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of her extracurriculars. And, you know, it was, and honestly, when my daughter had COVID, when she was in her 90-day window that she didn't have to quarantine afterwards, she was thrilled because, you know, those kids don't want to miss that school. They don't want to miss their extracurriculars. And it's very isolating to teenagers. And I know when the vaccine became eligible, my daughter's 15, she was like, I want it. And I think, honestly, probably it's as much about her wanting not to miss out on her teenage years as it is that she didn't want to get sick again, you know?
Right.
Because if, you know, if they're vaccinated and they're exposed, you know, at the school, they don't have to quarantine unless they have symptoms. So, you know, that really can be a big difference of how many days that these kids are in school and in their extracurriculars. So, you know, I've tried to explain that to a lot of our teens and how important that is for them to go back to normalcy as soon as they can.
Well, and there's a large enough population that's been vaccinated across the country, and the vaccine's been out long enough that I think the fear should start coming down from that. I mean, I know there's people out there still saying, oh, we're going to wait till the FDA approves it and all this stuff. And it's like, you know what? It's approved.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's working. There's an extremely small population, percentage of the population that's had severe reactions or even allergic reactions to some of the ingredients of it. And those are the ones who, you know, didn't educate themselves enough to know what were in that, or they possibly did not know that they were allergic to those ingredients. So you're going to have that with anything. I mean, I've told Kevin before, but I've never said it on air, smallpox, the one, you know, the shot in the arm that you got when you were a little kid before you could go to school.
Yep.
My family was allergic to it. So my brother, my two older brothers had mild reactions to it. My third brother almost died from it, and I've never had it. But I had to have a letter in my file at school saying that we were allergic to it, and that's why I've never had it. So
yeah.
I'm at risk for that because I never had it.
Yeah, and honestly, there are very few true allergic reactions
exactly.
to the vaccination documented. And that's what I encourage people, is go to trusted sources, not Facebook news, not, you know,
yeah.
these fake websites. Go to real sources like the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. They are the experts.
Mm-hmm.
And read the information. They post statistics, good, bad. You know, it's not like they're keeping reactions and things from people. All of those numbers are on their website and available. And if you really read through and you see what the percentage is, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's,
yeah.
you know, it's
pretty
so
much.
Low that it's not even hardly documentable. So,
right.
you know, really educate yourself on that. And like I said, that's the thing I encourage people is go to trusted sources, and the CDC is the best.
Well,
you know,
yeah, exactly. And if you're worried about having an instant reaction, don't go through the drive-thru clinic. Go to the one that you're going to sit and you're going to be monitored for
mm-hmm,
a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't go down to MSA and get vaccinated down there. It's, you know, I can
yep.
see
and
where,
I think it's,
you know, that's,
I think it's interesting, the support that is actually there for people who get this vaccination. So when you get the vaccination, you are given the resources that if you have some sort of reaction or you have a question, it's at your fingertips. That doesn't happen with other vaccinations.
No.
You know? And so the support really for this vaccination, partly because of technology, but also because they know how important it is because this was a global pandemic, is you have the resources literally at your fingertips. And so the support for the people getting this vaccination is like none other we have ever seen. So, you know, worrying that you're going to get it and you're not going to have any help if you do have a reaction, it is the farthest thing from truth that there is. I mean, you have it at your fingertips literally. It's on your phone. They send you a text and tell you exactly what to do, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really unprecedented, the kind of support that's available for people who get this vaccine.
Exactly. I mean, it's no secret. I did not have a good round on the second round. It did.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a grown adult who takes children's dosages because I don't have a good reaction with medications of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some shots, some vaccinations that don't set well with me. I knew that going in. I made sure that they knew that that could be a possibility going in. The first
right.
one, the first round, soreness in the arm, a little sleepy, no big hairy deal. Second time, yeah, I spent probably 3-4 days sound asleep because it knocked me out, and I did have the aches and the pains and stuff that you would have with the old-fashioned, what I call the old-fashioned flu,
yeah.
You know,
right.
Influenza. Right. But it only lasted 3 or 4 days. It was no big, hairy deal. I knew there was that possibility. But like you said, they notified my doctor that I was getting the shot. I got text messages, I got emails, I got a phone mm-hmm. call checking on me continuously because they knew I was having a reaction. And that's the other thing. If you do have a reaction, let them know. They want to know that.
They
need to document that. So, you know, I had all kinds of care at my disposal if I needed it. So,
yep.
You know, it was...
I always think when people say, you know, like, I felt really bad for 3 or 4 days, and I'm sure that you did and other people do, but it's still better than being on a vent
exactly.
for 3 or 4 days or 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months.
Exactly.
You know?
I've been in the coma as a child. I've been through all that route. My lungs are not in the best shape in the world. And to me, the option of getting the shot and feeling crappy for 2 or 3 days and having the risk with my lungs that are already damaged from pneumonia and stuff when I was a kid, running the risk of getting the actual virus and going through all that, to me, mm-hmm. the shot outweighed the risk. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope that, like I said, I just ask that people who have reservation about it do your due diligence to research it, because if you do the research, I think it will put your mind at ease.
Definitely. Definitely.
Laura, we appreciate your time. As always, anything else you want to leave us with before we let you go?
Just a couple of things, and I will talk about them next month, too, but just for people to get them on their calendar, August 23rd from 2 to 4:30, we are going to do our ribbon cutting and open house here at the Healthy Communities and Health Department. We've been actually in the building pretty much since October, but due to COVID, obviously, didn't have a ribbon cutting. So we're going to do that, and we want, you know, organizations to come, but we want people in the community to come. This is a community building. It's for our community to serve them, so we want them in and seeing what all services that the Health Department and Healthy Communities has to open. And then on August 28th at 10 a.m., at the fairgrounds is a Heroes of Hope event, and that's being arranged through Rotary with help from the United Way, Healthy Communities, and IU Health. And that will be an event that's very similar to like a Convoy of Hope, if anyone's ever heard of that. It will be an event where we have free items and free services for families in need, and they can come out, and we will be out there until we don't have any goods left. So anybody who's interested in that, you'll start seeing flyers and billboards soon, but just so people can get that on their calendar.
All right. Very good. We'll look forward to hearing more about that. Laura, have a great rest of the week. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you. That's Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition. Melissa Miller and I will come back after this party line break and wrap up the program next on WILO.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
We all love the stories of the one-hit wonders, but did you know it's just not an 80s thing? That's right. One and Duns have been recording music since Billboard started keeping track. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday here on WILO from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll have the stories behind the songs and artists with a little trivia thrown in, too. Join me every Saturday morning at 10 for 2 hours of One Hit Wonders from your hometown classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Join WILO every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Inside the Huddle is hosted by Ken Hartman and features an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action. Plus, Ken takes a look at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. From the station keeping you connected, WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Let's thank our sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Melissa over there. Want to remind people, I can't believe that it's... less than 3 weeks, we'll be sending the kids back to school.
Yeah. There's actually some schools that are going to be starting this week. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, you're right. Just a reminder that Center Township, as they do every year, has set aside some funds for sponsoring Center Township children in need of school clothes. You must reside in Center Township and qualify under their income guidelines for the program. If you're interested, you need to fill out an application online at centertownshipofclintoncounty.com, or you can stop at their office at 359 North Columbia Street and pick one up during business hours. That's Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and of course they're closed noon to 1 for lunch. Jamie Pratt is the Center Township trustee. She wants to help. She is doing so many good things in the community. The deadline to apply, though, coming up Friday at the end of their business day. If you need more information, 357-9100 is the phone number to call, 357-9100 with a 765 area code. Also, Casper Media will be doing Stuff the Bus, which is along the same lines of that. And that's even earlier this year, Melissa. I think it's July 28th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe so. But, you know, like we talked about, school starting.
Yeah, that's
seems
just
like starting
5 days.
Earlier and earlier. Yeah, my grandson starts on the 4th.
Oh, wow,
so
yeah.
That's his first day.
Yeah, I think Frankfort is 3rd or 4th also, or maybe the 5th, somewhere in there. Stuff the Bus, always on a Wednesday. We do it at the Frankfort Walmart. And it seems like, yeah, no, I think that's where we'll be doing it again this year. We literally have 4 or 5 buses from all the county schools, and we include the crossing. And you can come and donate to all of them or donate to one of them. We do also put together prepackaged things if you want to come in and not think about it too much. We've got, you know, you can buy one for $5 or $10, and then we'll put it in the bus for you, or you can stuff it in there yourself too. And I know that Jamie and Center Township usually brings over some goodies for each bus, you know, of that time. So look forward to people participating in that. Set aside a few dollars for it if you would like to, and
now's
join
the time
us then
to do it, because everybody's having their back to school sales, and they're such great, and by having it right there at Walmart, Walmart's got some great back to school supply sales going on right now, so you'd be surprised. And the other thing too is think about also not only school supplies, because teachers shell out so much out of their pockets to buy school supplies and have extra supplies in their classrooms for the kids that can't. You want to do that, but also when school gets started, talk to your school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Find out if they need something for their closet. They have closets for kids in need.
Oh, okay.
And there's, you know, if you've got kids or grandkids that have outgrown clothes, you know, that maybe they need that kind of stuff, or maybe they need, you know, purchases of new things like just simple things like socks and underwear. And
that's
stuff.
Cool.
Talk to the schools and see what they need in their kids' closets.
Okay, that's a good reminder too. We got time for a phone call before we wrap things up. Party line, good morning.
Good morning. Could you please tell me whether or not we have a taxi service in this town?
Well, I think there's one or two or maybe three. I don't have the phone number here. I could maybe Google it for you. But I know there's one guy that drives quite frequently, can get you around town.
Good, because I need a taxi service.
Okay.
Yeah, I know there's at least the one for sure.
Yeah, let me wrap up the program. And if you will, hold on the line here, and I'll come back and talk to you here off the air, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sure thing. Hang on just a second. Melissa, thanks.
No problem.
All right, we'll see you later tonight or later tomorrow night or sometime down the road.
We'll see you in our planning meeting for Fair
next
year.
We're
a lot
do
of
that.
People don't realize that, but Fair has stopped. Yes, we had some breathing time there over the weekend, but now we're planning for next year.
Yeah, yeah, and making sure we did everything right this year.
Yeah, so. And I get ready to go to State Fair.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mentioned in my
opening. I'm going to State Fair at the
here.
End of this week. So as soon as Carroll County's over with, I'm heading for
You're
the
heading
State Fair.
South, huh? Yep. All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. And thank you for joining us, and thanks to our party line sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Kapp, Simple Time Antiques, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Ken and I will be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 for a Wednesday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from Wiloh.